The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining once again. And in this podcast, we're going to talk to you about how to be a property sourcer. And the audio actually comes from a Facebook Live event that I did just recently, and I wanted to share it. And we're going to do quite a lot more of this, where we have a lot more Facebook Live video going out. And we're going to take the audio from that and send it out as a podcast to you, just because not everybody can watch video, and sometimes you want to take it with you and listen to the podcast. So if you've already seen the video, then you don't need to listen to this one. But if you want to listen to it again, because there's some real nuggets in there, then go ahead and please do, and we'll speak to you on the other side.
Thanks for joining me today. And in this Facebook Live video, this is my second one that I've done, actually. The first one was yesterday. Hopefully you saw that, and it was full of information that you can then utilise. But in this one, I wanted to just talk about how to be a property sourcer, because it's one of the questions we get a lot asked quite a lot through coaching. And in fact, some of the methods that we still use to this day makes me sound like a really old person, are the same methods that we used to use 17 years ago when I first, or whatever it is, 18 years ago, when we first started buying properties. And so I literally bought my first property deal back when I was 26. It seems such a long time ago now. And obviously things have changed fundamentally. But although some things have changed fundamentally, some stuff hasn't changed whatsoever. Still, the age-old methodology of finding properties to buy below market value, to either purchase for ourselves or to sell on to clients or to sell on to non-clients, is fundamentally the same. It's all to do with finding a deal, negotiating a discount of some type. Depends what the discount is. It can be 10%, 15%, 20%. It doesn't really matter what the discount is, as long as the deal stacks up for you. So the principles of finding those deals are still exactly the same. We drop a load of leaflets, we place a load of adverts, we speak to estate agents and so on. But what do you do if you want to start making some money? What do you do if you want to start leaving your full-time job and becoming a property sourcer full-time? Well, there's six steps that I've broken it down to, and that's what we're going to cover today, if that's all right. So look, if you've got any comments, got any questions, so stick them in the box below. This is live. I'm actually here in Spain today, and I'm in Spain for the next 3 or 4 weeks at the villa, which is where I live. The beach is about 100 metres just down there. I'll probably upload a picture of it just so you can sort of get a general idea. But it's pretty awesome. The pool's just there. It's not quite warm enough yet, although it's like about 24 degrees today, which is really nice. So, but the reason why I get to listen to and apologise for any messages that are coming through WhatsApp. We've got a few messages coming through, so that's nice. So the reason I'm able to live in a place like this is because the property investments that we made and the cash flow that they generate that we get to live off. So that's why we're able to do that. So let's just crack on to how do we find deals. So what are the six steps effectively to becoming a property sourcer? Well, the first step is to find the deal. And how are you going to find that deal? So, I mean, it's not rocket science, really. Honestly, it isn't rocket science. The difficult bit is, once you know what it is you should be doing, is actually implementing what it is that you should be doing, right? We all know what we should be doing. How do you go out and find properties? Well, how about we drop 10,000 leaflets next week? And if you don't know how to do that, go visit my podcast. And podcast number 3 will tell you how to drop 50,000 leaflets and it not cost a penny. And it's there. It's live. It's available on the podcast. And I'll put a link below this video just so you get access to that podcast. But if you want to go to find the podcast now, go to daniellatto.co.uk/3podcast, 3 F-R-E-E podcast, and then you'll be able to pick it up from there. And that's how you can drop 50,000 leaflets for nothing. It doesn't cost you a penny. And that's exactly what I used to do when I had my lettings agency. We were dropping leaflets for my lettings agency. I was dropping leaflets for my We Buy Houses for Cash business. So dropping leaflets is a great way to find deals. And people go, oh, well, I've dropped 10,000 leaflets, it doesn't work. Well, maybe you dropped 10,000 of the wrong leaflet. Maybe the leaflet was a non-converting leaflet. Maybe it was all glossy and shiny and looked beautiful. And maybe it's not that kind of leaflet that you need in the area that you're wanting to pick up. Maybe pick up properties. Maybe it's a leaflet that's just handwritten, we're looking to buy a house in this area, 4 bedrooms plus. Maybe it's not the all glossy type of leaflet that you're that you've had printed. So you've got to test different leaflets. We've done this. We've tested different leaflets at different times of the year. And there's no one standard leaflet that stands out. We've done really crappy, misspelt leaflets. They've worked and not. We've had other leaflets that are really high gloss, and some of those have worked and some of those haven't. There's no one leaflet that's going to work for you. So you've got to test, test, test. We're back to marketing 101. If you're not testing what you're doing, and you know, you're just doing 10,000 leaflets. Let's say this is a chat up line. Let's say you've got a chat up line and you use it on 15 different members of the opposite sex, right? And it hasn't worked. Well, maybe it's not you that's the problem. Maybe it's your crappy chat up line. So you need to test your chat up lines, right? Maybe for that particular evening that you're testing your chat up line, you're dressed like an idiot. I don't know what that looks like. Maybe you're in a chicken outfit. I don't know. But when we're going out and finding deals, leaflet dropping. I mean, it's tried and it's tested and we know that it works, right? So that's one. What else can we do? What about estate agents? Can you walk into an estate agent? Now, this is the problem, is that every man and woman and their dog is going into estate agents going, oh, I'm a property investor and I'm a cash buyer. And the estate agent's going to ask you, oh, you're a cash buyer? Have you got proof of funds then? And we go, oh, no, 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 no. Because you're not a cash buyer. So don't say you're a cash buyer if you're not a cash buyer. Only say you're a cash buyer if you are actually a cash buyer or you represent clients that are cash buyers. Otherwise, be upfront and honest and just say, yeah, yeah, we can get bridging finance on this deal if it's one for you, or our clients can get bridging finance, or it's a group of people that are looking to buy it. But just be honest with your estate agent. So you've always got to be looking for these potential deals. Another way of doing it is just placing adverts on things like Gumtree, for example. I mean, we just recorded a video this morning because we're looking for some rent-to-rent properties now. And so we put an advert on Gumtree. We've created a video, which is on YouTube. It's on my YouTube channel. If you just go find it on YouTube, type my name in, you'll be able to find it. And so it's literally me sat here talking to the camera about how we can help people distress landlords and so on. And this is another methodology that you can utilize. So you place an advert on Gumtree, you have a video which helps you build credibility, which is one of the videos, things I was talking about yesterday about building credibility. And then people can see you, they can listen to you, they can read the advert, and hopefully they'll go and fill in the form that's on our website for the rent-to-rent business that we've got, or the, yeah, I need to sell them a house quick, or whatever. Whatever it happens to be, we're just generating leads. So there's three really easy ways of doing it. The first one is dropping leaflets. The second one is estate agents. And the third one is placing adverts online. The fourth one is responding to other people who've placed an advert online. So, by the way, we've got a couple of views on now, so that's always nice. Just say hi in the box. That's always good. Just so I know you're listening. That's always nice. We'll move on to the next one. So the first one then, rule number one, was you've got to go out and find the deals. The second thing that you've got to do once you've got the deals is you've got to qualify them. You know, when someone says, I've got this 100 grand house and you can have it for 80, so that's a 20% off deal. How do you know it's worth 80? How do you know? And so you need to ask them, well, how do you know it's worth 100,000? Oh, an estate agent told me. Great. When did the estate agent tell you that? Oh, 3 years ago. Well, a lot's changed in 3 years. A lot's changed in 6 months, for goodness sake. So all sorts of things can happen in the local area that can bring prices down. I mean, for example, in Hare Hills in Leeds, which is where I'm from, I don't know if you can tell from the accent, but in Hare Hills in Leeds, you have one street on the Knowles, and it's, you know, it's quite a low, sorry if you live there, by the way, but it's quite a low-end property. You know, four beds, you're picking up for £60,000 to £80,000. And the next street is like a 2-3 bed, I'll say 2 bed, and that's also £60,000 to £80,000. Well, how can they be the same price and just two streets away? It's because a couple of families on that street just bring the entire street down. So how do you know it is the price that you say it's going to be? And if you want to be a property sourcer, obviously you're going to be selling these deals on. Do you not think that the person looking to buy these deals are going to be asking you, how do you know it's worth 100,000? And that the £80,000 is a true discount? Let me give you another example. I've seen below market value deals for £100,000, but you can have it for 80, but you need to spend £20,000 to bring it up to value. Well, hang on a minute. It's worth 80. If you've got to be spending £20,000 or let's say £10,000 to bring it up to the 90 grand, you're still only 10% below market value there. So you've got to be qualifying these deals, and you've got to be really aware there's so many people selling deals at the moment that just really don't stack up. They've got like £5,000 finder's fees. You've got to spend £15,000 to bring it up to standard, and you're buying it for 80 and it'll be worth 100. We might as well just buy the 100 grand property and have a completion date like quicker, you know, like you complete, I mean, you wouldn't need any work on it. Plus then you wouldn't need to find an extra £20,000, 5 grand for the saucer, and £15,000 to do the property up. You can just buy it. So there's less upfront money going into that deal. So you've just got to be really aware as to how are you qualifying these deals. And so many people that I speak to, they're afraid to ask. And the question we should be asking is, well, how do you know it's worth that? Who's told you that? Well, I've had an estate agent round, is the usual one. Okay. And one of the things that I like to do when I go around to a house is I'll take a copy of the Daily Mail, because the Daily Mail, yeah, you can pretty much get any headline you want on a Daily Mail. One day it's property prices crash, and literally the next day is property prices, inflation goes through the roof. You know, I've literally seen it one day to the other. One's a crash and one's going up. So whichever you want, you know, you want to say to the vendor, then that's what you take in. And you show them evidence of how, you know, double dip recession, property prices are crashing, blah, blah, blah. So you've got to be able to qualify these deals. So once you've found the deal and you've qualified the deal, the next thing that you need to do, so step three here, is that you've got to present the deal. So what this means is that you've got to create the property and package it up in some way. So what that means is create a nice little Word file. Sorry about the traffic going past. create a nice little Word file, or I use Microsoft Publisher, and you know, a nice front cover and a nice thing, a bio about you at the back, and in the middle should be all the benefits as to why this property, why it's discounted, the motivation for the person selling it, why are they selling below market value, why you know it's below market value, the benefits of buying that property in that specific area. Is it close to bus routes? Is it close to a local supermarket? Is it close to schools? And so on. They're the sort of information, bits of information that you need to be putting into the packaging on how you're going to present this property. So now what you should have is you've got the deal, you've qualified the deal, and now you've got a very nice looking PDF file that you can then send out to your potential customers. So let's talk about potential customers then. You've done the first three things and you've got a 20% below market value property. You want to sell it. You want to make £2,000 on it as a property sourcing deal, maybe three, maybe 1500, whatever. It depends on where you are in the circle of experience. If you're just beginning your journey, look, just sell it for 500 quid. Get your first one in. Get that little bit of experience, because confidence comes from two areas, right? So confidence comes from knowledge. Like, everyone's got the knowledge, you see, this is the thing. And if you haven't got the knowledge, well, where do you get knowledge from? Just buy some books, watch a YouTube channel, join a couple of webinars, you can get the knowledge. But the second area where confidence comes from is experience. And if you haven't got the experience, your confidence is really low. And that's the problem, right? So we've got to build confidence. We do that by setting up little victories, as we call them. So just knocking it out for 500 quid, get your first one sold. You can do your next one for 1,000, your next one for 1,500, your next one for 2. And then we're testing the price point as to how good the deal is, as to how much you can actually sell it for. But in order to sell that deal, excuse me, in order to sell that deal, you've got to have investment. So, and by the way, if you're WhatsApping me right now, stop it, because it keeps coming up on my phone. So if you have all these things in place, but you haven't yet got your investors in place, you're going to find it really difficult to sell this property. So I always say, well, as a property sourcer, you've got two customers, right? Your first customer is a person that needs to sell their property or do a rent-to-rent deal, whatever that is, a lease option, whatever. The second person is the person who actually wants that deal from that person. And you're acting as the broker in the middle. So the first person, which is where you're dropping your leaflets, you're speaking to letting agents and estate agents and responding to Gumtree adverts and all that good stuff. That's the person that you need to find. And then you've got to go out and find the investor, and you're the person in the middle. Now, if you've not got an investor list, you can find 100 deals, but you ain't going to sell them. It's really difficult. And when you get an investor on your list, you need to go out and qualify them. Because if they're not qualified either, you know, that person who's an investor and they come to you and say, oh yeah, I've got 100 grand sat in the bank. Great. Proof of funds, please. Because how do you know that they're just not bullshitting you? Because that's what happens quite a bit. It's property, for goodness sake. There's so many bullshitters in this industry. It's just off the scale. Everyone's an expert, having only bought 3 properties in the last 20 years. It's just amazing, right? So you've got to qualify these people as to what are you looking for, when are you looking to purchase, what sort of yield do you want? Do you want totally hands-off? Do you want to do some work? Do you want to do some refurbs? Are you looking for flips? Are you happy for rent-to-rent, lease options? And you've got to start building up a database of these type of people. So where do you find a database of these type of people from? Well, you've got to build it up, right? So you go into maybe forums on Facebook. You go to networking events. You would maybe have a podcast, something like, we get tens of thousands of downloads on our podcast. It's amazing, right? In terms of building credibility as well, it works really well. But you've got to start building up this list of people who are looking to buy properties from you. And they exist. There's quite a lot of people out there who've got a lot of money. But if you're not surrounding yourself with people who've got a lot of money, it's really easy to see the world as though no one's got any money because that's your environment. I know when I come from here to Leeds, for example, like, by the way, where we live in Spain, cars are not massive in terms of making yourself feel good as a value, you know, as a value sort of thing. But when you go over to England, if you've got a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or a Porsche, it's like a status symbol. It doesn't really work here in Spain. Now, in Leeds, we don't see any Ferraris, right? We just don't see them. Lambos, we don't see. We see some Porsches. We see a lot of Boxsters and that sort of thing. But we very rarely see Lambos and Ferraris and McLarens, right? We never see them, ever. I don't think I've ever seen a McLaren. As for a Bugatti Veyron, the only one I've seen is at the big garage near the Yorkshire Post building that's no longer there. But those sort of cars don't exist. So it's really easy to think that around Leeds, no one's got any money. And it's really easy to think that. As soon as you go into London, what do you see? Lambos, Ferraris, Bugatti Veyrons, you know, £90,000 Range Rovers, all over the place. So it's easier then to think that there's a lot of money in London. But this is the truth, right? Because there's lots of money up and down the length and breadth of the UK. But if your environment looks like it's not there, it affects what's going in up here from a confidence point of view. So those investors exist, but you've got to fish where the fish are. So go to where those investors hang out. Ascot Racecourse, networking events in London. Even if you have to get up, go down, to London, spend a couple of days there just networking, just to get the business card, to put them in your database and so on, then that's what you've got to do. So then the next bit then, sorry, just checking if there's any messages coming through. By the way, if you're liking this, just hit like, just put some comments in. If you've got any questions, just stick some comments in and we'll go through those for you. So the next bit is to become the broker. So you've got to work out what fees are you going to charge. What services are you going to provide? When are you going to get paid? Are you going to get paid the whole, let's say it's £2,000, okay? You're going to get paid the whole £2,000 up front, which is a bit more difficult to do, obviously. Or maybe you're going to do £1,000 holding fee and then £1,000 upon completion or upon exchange. I always like to do exchanges so that I get paid before they complete because that way I can chase up the solicitors and so on. And then the big, big thing that you've really got to do is, right, and what did Robert Kiyosaki say in his book? As investors or as business owners, we got to get paid first, right? That's what they say. So this is why on your contract with the person that's buying the property, there is a contract that you give to them. And in that contract, it is written that you get paid 1,000 or 50% up front and you get 1,000 or 50%, whatever those numbers are, upon exchange or completion. I always prefer exchange, gives it a little bit of extra time. Now, I've seen it where people haven't done this, okay? So the property's completed, and they're not getting the other 50%. They have to chase and chase and chase. And all it takes is that little bit in your contract to say, I get paid upon completion, and that's me done. Because then when they sign that and it's handed over to their solicitor, that's a contract that their solicitor has to abide by. And if it's not done and you have to go to court, then it's a lot more watertight legally. So it's a massive, massive thing that you need to do. And then the sixth bit here is the legal obligations that you've got to undertake. Okay. Now, if you're going to be a property solicitor, it's really, really important. You are technically classed as an estate agent. And I'll guarantee it, 95% of people who are property solicitors are illegal property sourcing, right? Because you are presenting properties for sale. This is what you do. So you've got to go to the OEA, the Ombudsman for Estate Agents. Nobody else will tell you this. Everyone who's teaching property sourcing, there's a few good ones out there that will tell you that this is what you need to do, but most of them just skip on this. Oh, we'll just do all the legal stuff later, shall we? That's crazy. Why would you do that? If this is going to be an opportunity for you to get out of whatever it is that you're doing right now in terms of work, and you want to build up a business doing property sourcing, why would you not do it properly? And this is the thing. I know people, and what they do is they stay below the VAT threshold. in terms of the services that they provide. And they stay under that VAT threshold because they know that when they go over that VAT threshold, they have to pay out in VAT, right? So we're going to lose some money. But that's crazy because let's say the VAT is, I think it's about 80 grand right now. So let's say it's 80 grand. Guess how much turnover you're going to do next year? 80 grand. Whereas that's crazy. You're setting yourself a limitation on your business that you're only going to do £80,000 a year. Whereas if you said to yourself, right, let's just become VAT registered from day one, okay, and let's make as much money as we can. Well, then your potential is upsided, isn't it, from the 80 grand, upsided. Most people put this limitation on themselves. And if you're saying to yourself, well, we'll do the OEA thing later and the National Association of Estate Agents, and we'll get the insurance, we'll do it all later, you're just setting yourself up for a failure, and you need to be putting all this stuff in place. By the way, you can comment in the comment box. If this is useful, or if you've got a question that you want to have answered, then please put it in the comment box. They're effectively the six things that you need to do to become a property sourcer. It's not rocket science, it really isn't. But I'll tell you what stops people from taking this action, okay? It's this. It's the mindset. It's this idea that, well, I've never done this before, so I don't know what I'm doing. Which is why you need a coach, right? I'm not going to push coaching, by the way. I do coaching, as you know, but I'm not going to push it. But this mindset of, I can't do that because I've never done it before. Well, you'd never walked before, had you, when you were a kid, but you just kept going at it. And sometimes it takes you a couple of attempts to get it right. And sometimes those first few attempts, you might fail miserably. Boy, if I could get a quid for every time I failed miserably, there'd be a lot of pounds stacked up, right? That's part and parcel of your journey. And so you might go out and see a vendor and you might speak to them or you might embarrass yourself. You might say the wrong thing. They might yell at you. They might slam the door in your face. Who the hell knows, right? But who the hell cares? It's irrelevant. What's relevant is that you continue the journey. If you want to move from where you are today to becoming, let's say, a property sourcer. And by the way, why do we do property sourcing? Well, I've got clients who can't yet afford to buy their first buy-to-let property. So they become property sourcers simply to generate £2,000 to £3,000 per deal. And they're doing a couple of deals a month. You know, that's three or four deals a month. That's between £6,000 and £10,000, depending on how much they're charging per month. Well, how many months of those do they need to go before they can buy the first buy-to-let for cash? It's like 6 months, right? That's amazing. We've got clients who've done rent-to-rent and lease options. We've got one guy who's done 10 deals in his first 6 months, which is phenomenal, right? But that's because he doesn't even live in the UK, so he's had to do rent-to-rents and lease options because he can't get mortgages. And he's keeping these deals for himself. And he's used property sourcers. So there's definitely a demand for being a property sourcer because there's people out there that want to do it. All right, that's pretty much all I've got time for today. We always try and get it for the 20-minute mark. If you've got any questions or if you've enjoyed this today, then just put a little comment in below, hit like and so on. If you've got anything you'd like me to cover, maybe we'll do some more of these next week because they're quite a lot of fun, quite frankly. We will upload this to Facebook in its entirety, and also we'll upload it to YouTube, and then we'll also stick it on the website as well. So there's no excuse. If you want to come and find this again, you can just go. Thank you for the likes just flashing across the screen there. That's really nice. If you want to join me in coaching, then just jump on the website. If you want to get on my mailing list, jump on the website. If you want to download the podcast, we've just released podcast number 36 this morning. That's already hitting the downloads pretty fast, which is really nice because it shows that people want to listen to what we've got to say. But if you've got any comments or questions or things that you'd like me to cover next time, and just let me know, we'll set up a Facebook Live event for you. In the meantime, it's 20 past two here in Spain. I'm going to go take my dog for a walk down towards the beach because it's beautiful today. People sunbathing, who would have thought? And we'll speak to you soon. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Thank you, guys. Speak soon.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.